What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer, a podcast where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule and try to figure out who are the players we should be targeting in order to win our head-to-head matchups. This is it, everybody. This is the big one. Next week, at least for the Keeping Carlson Ultimate Patron Fantasy League, and I'm sure a bunch of other leagues, it's week one of the playoffs. So we need to nail this. We need to get this right. Either you're in the championship playoffs, or you may be in the consolation playoffs playing for your promotion relegation or whatever else you play for in your other leagues. So let's focus on winning next week. We can't be focused on the future weeks. Okay? There's no more future. There's only the present. We need to make tough cuts. If there's any play, like, okay, I'm gonna get right into it. Okay, next week, this is March 17th to March 23rd. If you have a Red Wing or a Shark, it is tough. Okay, Detroit plays Tuesday, Saturday. That is it. Okay, San Jose plays Thursday, Saturday. So it's gonna be really tough. Maybe for your Red Wing that you like, you hold for the Tuesday game and then you drop the Shark. I don't know which Shark you're holding. I guess you're holding Celebrini, right? I guess you're holding Toffoli, probably. But then you get to like Eklund, Will Smith, who are doing good lately. Do you hold them? I don't know. Maybe not. Obviously, really nice situation for someone, by the way, who has the bye. If you have a bye, I'm looking at Sharks, waiting for them to get dropped, hoping that that happens so that I can pounce and get a really good player. Though San Jose, actually, the following week only plays Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, so you'd be still waiting a while to get your Sharks games, but could be worth it for if one of those studs gets dropped. But yeah, these are the types of decisions you need to make. If you have a bye, congratulations. I was playing for a bye this week. I guess technically I still am. Looks like my sad squad is not going to pull it off. A really sad play today. I'm currently losing by, looks like, 23. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I'm losing by 23 right now, about even games rest away. Check this out. Right at the end of the Buffalo and Vegas game, I've got Tomas Hertl. Vegas was up 3-2. Tomas Hertl goes in, empty net, but he decided, no, I want to pass to Eichel to help Eichel get a goal, to get a hat trick or whatever. I don't even know why. I assume to get a hat trick. Who cares? Flubs it. Hertl could have scored a goal. I have Hertl. That would have been 5 points for me. Instead, he gives it up. My opponents, Rasmus Dahlin. You can't write this, right? Dahlin goes, scores the goal. That's a 10-point swing. My opponent gets 5 points when I should have had 5 points. I'd be only losing by 13 right now if Hertl just pops it in the empty net. Jeez. Frustrating. So I'm probably going to lose, which means I don't get a bye. So I'm going to have to be fighting for next week. But that what that means for you is that I've been poring over this schedule like crazy. And I think we've got some good players available to us who are going to help us to get an edge here. So let's do this, okay? There's a lot of teams playing. Like, okay, here's the schedule, by the way. It's like medium busy on Tuesday, 18 teams playing. I'm going to assume you can fit a guy on Tuesday, but you're going to have to check for yourself to make sure. But that's only a little bit more than half the league. Thursday, Saturday, super busy, 28 teams on both days. So you're probably not fitting anyone on Thursday or Saturday. Maybe a defense or a goalie, depending if you're light on those. I only have 4D, right? And I've looked in like one of them is Brock Faber, and Minnesota plays Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. So that means like Thursday I can fit a D, and then I think one of my other D is sitting on Saturday. So I actually could fit a D on either of those days. Who was my other D? Actually, maybe I am full on Saturday, actually, now that I look again. So you have to really check your roster. But yeah, basically, we're trying to avoid Thursday and Saturday for the purposes of this episode, where we're going to be streaming in players that we're going to be able to fit in on those critical games next week. Each game next week, so critical. I said critical. I'm not going to edit, okay? This is me amped up, okay? I really want to win. Mike, a couple team has lost like the past three. I'm going to hobble into the playoffs here. I'm lucky to, it's a miracle I'm getting in with the way I've hobbled in these past few weeks. It feels like forever since I've won a matchup. Maybe they're saving it for when it counts. Okay, best schedule next week. I guess it's got to go to Pittsburgh. They play Tuesday, Friday, Sunday. So that's three off day games, assuming you can fit the Tuesday. So you're getting all three Penguins games. I don't want to spend too much time on Pittsburgh because there's probably no one to grab, unfortunately, okay? Everyone pretty much stinks. Like, you're not going to get Crosby, Raquel, Rust. You're probably not going to get Carlson or Letang. Maybe Malkin. Like, Malkin has been super cold, and he's only 40% rostered on Yahoo. This is, like, kind of historic, right? Malkin 40% rostered. Brian Rust, I'm seeing, is only 41. I don't know how that... I guess he was cold for a bit. If you can get either of... Okay, definitely get Rust. He's 100%. Malkin, probably you go for, right? He's been cold for sure, but he's still and his line mates are really bad, actually. So Pittsburgh, after moving some players, like this is the lines today against New Jersey. Crosby with Rust and Raquel. So Crosby's got the good ones. And Malkin playing with Heinen and Tomasino. Yikes. Okay. So it's not good lines. But, you know, Malkin's on the top power play. He may not even be the best option. I'm throwing it out there. If he's out there, you got three games for Pittsburgh. But really, it's like, I think you're going to do better off getting two games from one of these other teams, especially if we're looking beyond Malkin. Who would I Tomasino? I'm not going to recommend him. Heinen? I don't think so. Is there anyone today, actually, Pittsburgh's winning against New Jersey. New Jersey's also a bit of a mess. Heinen scored a goal, assisted by Tomasino. So there you go. Connor Dewar scored. I didn't even know he was on that team. Okay, so that is Pittsburgh. Good schedule, not many great options. Then things get interesting. I think you're going to really want to consider your game plan. Like, take a step back. Look at your game plan for the entire week. Okay, because this might be the kind of thing where you're streaming a guy to get a couple early games, then you drop for a player that has a good schedule like later in the week. So I'm looking at, for example, Monday, Tuesday, or a Monday, Wednesday team. So the Monday, Tuesday team, there's one, the Calgary Flames. They go Monday at Toronto, Tuesday at the Rangers. Not such amazing games in terms of, like, they could easily not just score a lot of goals. And Calgary already doesn't score a lot of goals. And if you go against the Leafs and then, like, Shesterkin, might not work out, but... You know, so Monday, Tuesday, and then Thursday, Saturday, where you can't fit in your Flames. So I think if you're targeting a Calgary player, the idea would be to get the Monday, Tuesday, and then you move on to someone else that's going to help you later in the week. Look, there's going to be a lot of options for you to choose from on Calgary. Like in my Kakupful division, which is super deep, I'm only counting, okay, Uyghur and Rasmus Anderson are taken. Kadri's taken. Matt Coronado is taken. He's probably not, Coronado's probably available to most people if you want him. And yeah, that's it. So all the other Flames are out there. If you want to take a look at the lines from their game yesterday, how did that work out? They lost to Colorado. Tough game. They scored a couple goals. Here's the lines they were rolling, okay? Kadri with Huberdeau and Coronado. So you got top line Coronado there. Also top power play, Kadri, Huberdeau, Frost, and Coronado. So Huberdeau, he's only 45% rostered. You may be able to get Huberdeau. He's had a really great season, so good for him. You know, really great relative to where he's getting drafted, I'm sure. Assuming you can't get Kadri, Huberdeau, or the defenseman, right? I think Coronado's your clear next best bet, just because the top line and top power play. He hasn't been, like, too incredible lately, but he did have an assist yesterday against Colorado, so that's something. Was cold for a while. You know, like, Blake Coleman, he's been super cold. He did score yesterday. He had six hits. You know, I'm thinking in terms of Kakupful scoring where hits aren't worth that much. If you're in your categories, like maybe Coleman's already taken or if hits are worth more. But, you know, get that Monday, Tuesday for the locked-in hits you know you're going to get. You hope for some shots. He's all over the place with shots. Three shots last game for Coleman. That's good. Game before, zero shots. Game before, three. Game before, one. Game before, five. So, yeah, you're trying to hit or miss. You're hoping for a goal or an assist in one of those two games. I think that's not a bad Monday, Tuesday stream. I'd go probably Coleman next after Coronado. And then Joel Farabee, maybe. He has 3 points in his last four games. It's really tricky. So, yeah, did I tell you the lines? Kadri, Huberdeau, Coronado, Coleman. So, Mikhail Backlund is injured. So, Frost was playing with Coleman and looks like for a bit Coronado. Looks like these lines actually changed up mid-game. I'm seeing also Pospisil got on line with Kadri and Huberdeau. Ooh, so that could be interesting. This is extra tricky, right? Because not only are we looking at a team that doesn't score much, but also a team where the lines might be in flux. We might have to wait for the next practice for Calgary, which might not come to tomorrow. Give me the guy playing with Kadri at the end of the day at even strength. It's probably your best bet, especially if it's with Kadri and Huberdeau. Is it Coronado? Is it going to be Pospisil? I don't know. But that's who you want. Someone on the top power play. Frost was on the top power play. He hasn't done very much. So, yeah. I remember we talked a lot about, like, Frost and Farabee coming to Calgary. Is that going to be something? So far, not. But, yeah. So, I'm interested in Coronado and I'm interested in Coleman, I'd say, mainly. But Pospisil is interesting if he gets on the top line. So, those are the Calgary guys to maybe consider. So let's look at some other guys playing two games before we get to Thursday here. I guess Minnesota. And again, like, am I telling you the best lines for the week? I don't know. Minnesota only plays three times, but it's Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. So Minnesota's looking really good to get those two early games. And then you reassess. Now, Minnesota also has a good schedule for the remaining two matchups. So that would be another reason to grab your Minnesota person and maybe hold. Eriksson Ek is out. Kaprizov's out. So a lot of players getting increased opportunity. Like, you know, you got your, like, typical guys out there. Like, your Ryan Hartman. Hartman has been okay. He's been playing, you know, not top power play, but he did get a power play assist in the last game from the second unit. We're looking at now 3 points in the last five games from Ryan Hartman, so not too shabby. I saw Freddie Gaudreau at one point was skating with, like, they changed up the lines also in the last game against the Rangers. So this is another one that might be tricky, and I'll be curious to see what they're rolling today. I'm recording this, by the way, Saturday afternoon. So I can check to see if Minnesota has had any line tweets today. Yeah, nothing yet. But yeah, the third period of the game against the Rangers, they were going Boldy, Gaudreau, and Zuccarello, then Hartman with Johansson and Foligno, and then Rossi was playing with Nyquist and Hinostroza. So all over the place. If Freddie Gaudreau is playing with Boldy and Zuccarello, that could be a decent stream. So yeah, unfortunately, there's no like obvious, like, check out this guy. He's got such a good deployment. Like, it could go all over the place. Hinostroza has been playing on the top power play. I don't know how that is lasting, but it has. So I guess maybe at some point you consider a Vinny Hinostroza, but honestly, I don't think so. I would just kind of hope that he gets bumped from that top power play and someone else gets the opportunity. Because, yeah, I would much rather go with a Ryan Hartman or maybe a Freddie Gaudreau if he's getting top line. Those would be, like, I guess the main people to target over on Minnesota. There's also, like, defensemen. If you could use D, like, maybe you can fit a defenseman on the Saturday. Then all of a sudden you're getting Monday, Wednesday, and then maybe you reassess and decide to hold. Yeah, we've got Faber and we've got Spurgeon, who Faber has been pretty cold, but at least he's getting some peripherals lately, which is nice. Still top power play, getting huge minutes. It's pretty wild how many minutes Faber plays and the fact that he gets top power play and gets so few points. But he's getting some blocks lately and some shots, so maybe next week is the week I have him. I would drop him, but it's just like I only have so many moves, so maybe I'm going to hold. Hopefully Sunday I'm not dropping Faber going for a Sunday savior. Hopefully I'm winning and then I can hold him for four games the next week as well. But yeah, probably I should have held Spurgeon. At one point I had both of them. Spurgeon, two assists in the last game. He's looking really good lately offensively. You're getting a lot more points from Spurgeon. 5 points in the last five games, actually. So if you could use D, take a look at those guys. But yeah, that's the Minnesota story. Today's lines and the results from today's game should be illuminating to help you decide what to do if you want to get that Monday, Wednesday from next week. I wonder, I'm already like 12 minutes in. I've barely gone through teams. I had so many teams I wanted to go through. Let's take a break. We'll come back from the break and I'll just keep going. I have nowhere to be. I have like an hour before I have to start making dinner. So I'll be back in a sec. This NHL season has been as predictable as a puck rolling on its edge. No one knows where it's going, but that just means there's time for your favorite team to figure things out and games left for you to get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple like picking a team to win. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. And if you're new to DraftKings, listen up! New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back to Matchup Maximizer. Elon here looking at the March 17th to March 23rd NHL schedule. Let's go to Boston next. Here's a guy who I think you may want to look at. Boston plays Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. There's a few teams who play with that schedule. And Casey Mittelstadt, not too shabby since joining his new team. Mittelstadt now has 4 points in his last five games since joining the Bruins, including a goal in the last game against Ottawa. Boston does play today against Tampa, so we'll see how he does. Boston did have a practice today, and Mittelstadt was lining up on the top power play. He bumped Pavel Zacha. If that holds, that's pretty good. Even strength, Mittelstadt was, they're calling it the second line, but it's with like Koepke and Lehtari. Now I'm remembering that Ryan told me the K-O-E-P-K-E pronunciation, and I did not internalize it, but whatever. Basically, Mittelstadt's not playing with great line mates at even strength, but if he's on the top power play, that could be something. Even taking some shots, 3 shots in the last game, that might not be the worst stream. Get the Monday. It's Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. A few teams are playing that schedule. So maybe you get that Monday and then you reassess. You see how crap Mittelstadt was. If he does nothing, maybe you consider dropping. If he continues to produce, then you hold on for the rest of the week. If there's anyone else on Boston, I guess I've told you, right? Like, you want someone on the top power play. So if you can get Mason Lore, I know he hasn't been as good as he was when he first came, but he scored a goal a couple games ago. If you need D, 4 games from the top power play, hard to argue, even if he's cold. So that seems like a good one to go for sure. Morgan Geeky, if he's still out there, he went hot for a bit. Now he's gone cold. He's pointless in three, but definitely, I'll take a top line, top power play, Morgan Geeky playing with Pasternak for 4 games. I mean, you'll probably only fit 2 of them. It's Monday, Sunday also, so it's a long wait for that second game. But I don't know how many better options you have. So all those Boston guys are interesting. I mentioned Mittelstadt mainly because I'm looking at my couple division, and all these other guys I've mentioned are taken. So it depends how deep your league is, right? But Zaka, Geeky, Lore, Elias Lindholm, they're all gone. So that's why I'm bringing up Mittelstadt as potentially someone who's available to you, only 10% rostered in total on Yahoo. A similar schedule to Boston is LA. They go Monday and then Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. LA is like one of those teams that always has like some guys that might be interesting that are out there, kind of like Calgary. Not too many players rostered in a lot of leagues. Like, you're not obviously going to get a Kempe or a Fiala or a Kopitar. Kopitar, by the way, heating up. He was cold for a while, but he's on a nice run. I'm sure he's not out there for you. Byfield's been good. I'm going to assume you can't get Byfield at this point, but maybe you can get a Trevor Moore, who has points in 3 straight. So Moore's starting to get going again. He seems to score in bunches, so maybe this is a nice hot streak that will continue for these next 4 games. Warren Fogle, so playing with Trevor Moore. I guess I can tell you the specific line here. It's been Fogle, Moore. I'm going to guess Phil Deneau as I bring it up. It's always, yeah, Deneau, Fogle, and Moore. So they're all doing okay. These are all your typical guys you can grab. If you want to take a shot on top power play, Kuzmenko has been playing with Kopitar, Fiala, Kempe, Andrew Doughty on PP1. Kuzmenko hasn't done anything. I think I would feel more comfortable going with a Moore or a Fogle or a Phil Deneau. I just feel like it's more safe that he'll get like an assist from even strength rather than chasing for power play. So yeah, those are the guys that I would consider chasing over on the Kings. Let's talk about Nashville. Nashville all of a sudden scoring some goals. Actually, I guess not yesterday in the loss to Anaheim, but before that, they were looking okay. Nashville plays Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So I guess, yeah, you're fitting a Tuesday, Sunday, maybe not the most appealing schedule. Just wanted to bring them up because Luke Evangelista has been playing with Stamkos and Ryan O'Reilly. So it's a pretty good spot to be in because Stamkos has started to get going. No points recently for Evangelista. Maybe I shouldn't have brought him up. Forget. I don't know. I'm just letting you know. He's in a good spot right now. Colton Sissons playing with a Marchessault and Philip Forsberg. So you have like these random guys if you're in a super deep league, like playing on good lines, but also players that you're not going to generally expect to do very much. But yeah, actually speaking of guys just like that, Nick Blankenberg had been getting top power play and had 2 games straight with an assist. Nothing yesterday against Anaheim, though Blankenberg did have 3 shots, 2 hits and a block. Brady Shea was on the top power play when Yosi went down, but seems like Blankenberg has taken it, but I could easily see Brady Shea taking it back. But if you're really desperate for D and it's a super deep league, like if Mason Lore, it's like you're laughing, like, yeah, right, I'm going to be able to get him. Then I guess you could consider a Blankenberg. I would probably take 3 games out of Spurgeon if I'm comparing the D, but you know, if Spurgeon's gone too, maybe wait till Tuesday. But I guess the whole idea is to try to use your moves now while you have them. But so Blankenberg on the top power play. I mean, again, on paper, this Nashville team was supposed to be good, and this top power play looks really good, right? If it's Blankenberg playing with Stamkos, Marchessault, Forsberg, Ryan O'Reilly, that seems like a pretty good set of players that can get some points. And he did get that power play point a couple games ago, so we'll see if Blankenberg could do anything. So yeah, just wanted to mention him quickly and these other guys on Nashville playing in somewhat decent spots. Tampa Bay plays, that's another team that's a Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Steve Laidlaw really convinced me last week to add Oliver Bjorkstrand to my team. And I guess the theory was right because Bjorkstrand did play on the top power play these last few games for Tampa. Unfortunately, he's doing nothing. We're pointless in 3 straight for Bjorkstrand, a total like 0 of a week. But if he holds top power play, and assuming Kucherov comes back, I guess probably you don't want to overthink it. You probably want someone playing on that top power play. Though The downside is that even strength, Bjorkstrand hasn't been getting the best line mates. Looks like in the last practice, Bjorkstrand was lining up with Nick Paul and Cage Gonclaves. I want to say Gage Conclaves. I'll bet you he gets that sometimes. But, you know, it's like clearly not the best even strength situation, kind of like a line three, power play one kind of thing. Kind of similar to what we're seeing from Chris Kreider, by the way, who has also been a tough hold. I wonder if a lot of people are wondering, myself included, if I'm holding Kreider for next week. We'll see how he does. He plays Saturday, Sunday. I'm going to be very interested to see how Kreider does today with Adam Fox back in the lineup for the Rangers. But yeah, maybe Kreider and Bjorkstrand are good comparables, like on a good power play, you would think, in terms of the players he's with. But maybe I need to see some production, right? So we'll see when Kucherov comes back. If he does, hopefully Kucherov is fine and comes back next week, especially for people who have Kucherov. Or like Gensel, another person who's kind of gone cold on me a little bit. But yeah, so Bjorkstrand, it's hard not to want him while he's on the top power play on Tampa. I guess that's where we have to land. And then in terms of like other players to take a look at, Anthony Cirelli is someone who was so great for so long and has gone so totally quiet. But maybe like he heats up. I see in the last practice, Kucherov was there. And it was Cirelli, Kucherov, Hagel. I mean, so if that holds, that's pretty good. Actually, Yanni Gourde was playing with Point and Gensel. So Gourde and Cirelli potentially playing with some really good players if that holds. So even if they don't get the power play that you would want, maybe that's a good recipe for an Anthony Cirelli who play, you know, like Brock Faber, playing a lot of minutes. You'd think at some point he gets something. So maybe you take a shot. It's tricky in a playoff matchup to just bank on like a guy who hasn't been doing much lately. But if anyone can do it, I mean, Cirelli has gone hot before. Like just this, there were times this season where I was like, Sorelli's out there, rush to get him. Like, I don't think he's worse. He's not like a worse player. So maybe you take a look at him. I don't know if I'd go for Yanni Gourde. I would probably go Cirelli over Yanni Gourde. But yeah. By the way, what happened to Darren Radish? Was like looking good, getting points almost every game, then got healthy scratched in the last game. That's always frustrating as a fantasy manager. It's like, oh, there's a pretty solid defenseman that I can grab and roll. But I guess not. I guess he's not good defensively or whatever the coaching is considering when deciding whether to play him or not. So that was too bad for anyone who was expecting more from Radish this week. We'll see if he plays today. So that's Tampa. I guess, yes, you're looking at a Bjorkstrand or a Gourde or a Cirelli. I would rank them, yeah, Bjorkstrand first, even though it's like a big question mark. Then Cirelli, then Gourde, I'd say, if you want to grab one of those Tampa guys. Let me give you another team, by the way. I said before, and then I sort of lost my train of thought a little bit, that I was going to give you some guys playing early in the week. So the Toronto Maple Leafs play Monday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Saturday. So you can get them Monday, Wednesday, and then decide if you're going to hold or drop after those first couple of games. Toronto has been trying out some new line combinations today. I see... I don't know if this is going to last. We'll see how it goes in today's game on Saturday. Matthews with Nyes and Domi. So that's clearly a good spot for Domi. But I think I have a policy at this point to not recommend Max Domi. And look, he does have a point in each of his last two games. So it is tempting. I'm going to guess this is a trap and you don't want Max Domi. Okay, and then you've got Marner with Tavares and Bobby McMahon. There have been times when McMahon has been interesting playing. And like if you're playing with Marner, I feel like that's just a really good opportunity. I think I would probably go McMahon over Max Domi if you want to try one of these Leafs. And that leaves Nylander, by the way, which doesn't seem great for Nylander, but he seems fine no matter what, playing on the third line with Lawton and Yarncroc. I mean, Scott Lawton at some point needs to do something, right? They gave a first for him. He had 5 hits in the last game. Maybe Scott Lawton has a good week if he plays with Nylander, but I don't know if these lines are going to hold. So I think it's something you definitely have to watch, pay attention to. There's no obvious ads here on Toronto. It's not like any of these guys are on hot streaks or anything, but I guess, yeah, except for Max Domi with the points in 2 straight. I'm going to probably, my advice is just going to be to stay away from Max Domi. I don't know if I'm recommending anyone, but I think a lot of people are going to assume they should jump to Domi playing with Matthews, but I doubt it lasts, and I don't even expect him to keep it up. But, you know, anything could happen. It's 1 week, right? Seattle also, by the way, has 2 early games. So it's only Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But again, if you're just going to add the player, get those 2 games and then move on. Seattle's doing their typical thing, rolling all kinds of lines that could score. But a couple guys who might be available to you that are doing well lately, Jordan Eberle, since his injury, on fire. He's got 6 points in his last 3 games. I'm counting. He had a goal against Washington, 3 assists versus Montreal, and then 2 assists yesterday against Utah. So at this point, what do we have to wait for? He was cold. at first when coming back, but clearly Eberle's got some juice right now. He's barely rostered, only 4% rostered. I kind of missed out on the guy, and it looks like the player might like that I'm likely going to play against next week grabbed him, the Goobs. I really hope I don't get burned here by not just grabbing Eberle. I could have done it. Could have dropped a Bjorkstrand or a Kreider. We'll see if I end up regretting. Could have dropped UPL. Ugh, he's been terrible. This has been the main thing I've been wondering. It's like, am I holding UPL for these playoffs or not? Buffalo's so bad. But anyway, Eberle's looking really good. For 4% rostered, I don't think you're going to get much better. Though there's another guy, Yanni. Okay, apparently his name is pronounced Newman, even though it's N-Y-M-E-N. I've always assumed Yanni Neiman, but I guess I'll have to believe that it's Newman. So he's just got called up, scored a goal in his first game against Montreal. Yesterday against Utah, nothing really for Newman. One shot, two hits. But he was lining up with McCann and Burakovsky, and then also on the top power play. So if that holds, that could be a guy you take a swing, right? High-ish pedigree prospect. I guess another guy you can go for is like a Kaapo Kakko. He had a goal in the last game. Like, this is Seattle, right? Go Chandler Stephenson. If I had to rank all the Seattle people who you might have available to you, Ellie Tolvanen's on a hot streak. I probably should mention him. I guess you got to roll the hot streaks, even though it could easily just swap around. But I guess in terms of hot streaks and the guys that I'd be most interested in jumping on, if they're still out there, to get the Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you move on, go Tolvanen. I always like Beniers. I'm going to say Beniers. He's never hot, but I feel like he's never that cold. Tolvanen, then, you know what, even just give me Beniers first. Just a hunch. I'm always wrong. Okay, Beniers, Tolvanen, maybe then Stevenson, then Shane Wright, I guess. Eberle above Shane Wright. This is Seattle. Who knows? I like Eberle. I'll just say, okay, I'm doing this again. I'm going to say Beniers, Tolvanen, Eberle, Stevenson, Shane Wright, then like Kakko, Newman, Schwartz is there. Did I miss anyone? Good guy, Adam Larson. Get the defense. He's been, he's 4 points in his last six games. Probably not going to keep that up. So those are your Seattle options to get that Tuesday, Wednesday. Where else should we go? Yeah, we have, like, there's just like interesting options all over here. And as far as by the end of the week, I will mention Florida has been rolling Mackie Samoskevich. I said to Shams and Jeremy, like, we have a channel on our Discord for recommendations of ideas to talk about on Short Shifts episodes. I suggested maybe they could bring up Samoskevich since he's been getting top power play. They ended up not bringing him up, so I will just call him out here. Oh, it's only Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. But if you get to later in the week and he's still out there, 6 points in his last six games, I'm definitely going to bring him up on the Sunday show tomorrow. But yeah, if he's going to be top power play and also getting a decent even strength set of line mates, like Sam Bennett and Evan Rodriguez, and then top power play, like, I think you should grab him. I don't know if I'd grab him now just because, like, you can get a couple games first, but maybe then it's a race and maybe someone else gets him. And but as long as Tkachuk and I guess Marchand are out, maybe it's Verhaeghe, who was bumped from the top power play, by the way. So I guess Verhaeghe can take the spot back. But in the meantime, I would definitely take a look at Samoskevich. But I guess there's still other teams with decent schedules next week that can give you two off day games. There's a bunch of them. I think I've talked about the majority of the players that have caught my eye. But okay, St. Louis, like Jake Neighbors, I've seen out there. I had him, I dropped him. Maybe I should have held on. He has assists in two straight. He's playing on the top line for the Blues, and St. Louis plays Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you can fit the Tuesday and the Sunday, you could do worse, I guess. And Neighbors playing with Thomas and Buchnevich. Obviously, you'd prefer top power play. Seems like they are shifting up the power plays a little bit, maybe going 1A, 1B, which does mean also like a Fowler or a Falk could be interesting. They could also do nothing, but four games from, like, I added Cam Fowler. I'm sure he'll do nothing, but, you know, whatever. I was thinking like Thursday, Saturday, Sunday this week, and then four games next week. Let's see. Out of these seven games, I added him for. So far, 0-1. Let's see how he does in the next six games. But yeah, so St. Louis, I would take a look at Neighbors if he's out there. Dylan Holloway has been such a great get for anyone who grabbed him back when he was available all over. I assume you can't get Holloway anymore. You know who's like randomly doing well? Alexei Toropchenko had a goal in the last game, had a goal and assist the game before. There was a 9-shot game there for Toropchenko. This is for sure not going to last, but just have to throw it out there. It's my duty here. If we're looking at a team playing four games and you have a guy on a hot streak, I guess there's Toropchenko, but yeah, he's a bottom sixer. I wouldn't expect that to continue for sure. Let's end with maybe another defenseman that could be interesting to you. Probably not, but could be. Chicago plays four times next week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Looks like Artem Levshinov took top power play over Alex Vlasic in Chicago's last game against San Jose. He didn't like do anything with it, but this is like a super high pedigree guy, expected to be a star in the league, was taken second overall in the last draft. It's been two games now for Levshinov, no points. He did take three shots and had two blocks in this first game. Only one shot, one hit, one block in the second game. But like I said, he did take top power play. So, you know, I don't know if it'll last. Maybe this is more a sign that you need to consider dropping Alex Vlasic. He clearly loses a lot of value if he's not on the top power play. Aside from those defensemen, as far as which forwards to consider over on Chicago, I can give you the latest lines. They change all the time. Bedard, Colton Dock, and Frank Nazar were the lines in practice today. So that's what they're going to go with. The line that stuck for a while is Donato, Teravainen, and Mikhaev. So if at this point, I assume Donato's 38% rostered on Yahoo. That's crazy. Like, he's a pause the pod and grab Ryan Donato for sure. Maybe even over Bedard at this point with how both of them have been going. And then Teravainen's been looking good playing with Donato for the most part. Like, it is Chicago, it's no guarantee, but I guess you take a look at Teravainen for sure. And then Ilya Mikhaev, I mean, yeah, he's been good. What can you say? He's got three goals in his last four games. So if he's going to be playing with Donato, this is the situation we're in. It's the year of 2025, and I'm saying that you're maybe interested in Ilya Mikhaev if he's playing with Ryan Donato for next week. Sounds crazy, but I said it, and I kind of believe it. I think I probably want Mikhaev over Doc or Nazar playing with Bedard. He's been a real bust. Tyler Bertuzzi, geez. He's a fourth liner now. Last few games, just nothing over the last. He had a stretch of four straight games with an assist. Now he's got four straight games with like super low ice time and like no points or shots even to show for it. I don't know who he pissed off. He must really stink. But yeah, definitely don't hold Bertuzzi just because he's on top power play. Doesn't matter. If you need a D also, I guess you can go for like a Connor Murphy who gives you peripherals. But I think Levshinov would be the most fun to go for if you just want to take a shot on a D. Top power play, big pedigree. Going to be a learning curve, but we'll see if he can get some points next week for you. All right, well, I hope that was helpful. I've had some fun just looking through everything. I don't know if I've given you some, like, definitely go for this guy type of advice. Let me give you one more piece of advice, actually. There are some NHL teams that cycle their goalies somewhat predictably, like Washington, like Carolina. So you might be able to predict like when the goalies are going to play, and some of these goalies might be available in free agency. So that's just a general advice. I won't get into like the specifics, but like take a look and see if you can like go through each NHL team. If you've got goalie spots, you think you're going to want to stream in a goalie or two. Ideally, you want to stream a goalie who's going to play twice, right? So if you see a goalie that's playing like Tuesday and then you know that they alternate, like, I guess, okay, let me give one example here. Like Washington, they play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Today, Logan Thompson is playing, okay, against San Jose. So if they continue to alternate their games, that means Charlie Lindgren would get the Tuesday against Detroit, and then Thompson would play Thursday against Philly, and then Lindgren would get Saturday against Florida. Do you want those games against Detroit and Florida? Maybe not. I don't know. But if you need a goalie and you have room on Tuesday and Saturday, Charlie Lindgren's probably giving you those two games. This is the kind of thing you can just think about in terms of goalies. You know, only works really for teams where there's like goalies available, but like Charlie Lindgren's not rostered in too many leagues because why would you, right? He's only 32% rostered on Yahoo, but he's been fine lately. Rarely gives you negatives. Every once in a while gives you a good positive. He had 9 fantasy points for a cupful against Seattle a couple games ago. So, something to consider there. But okay, hopefully this has been helpful. Good luck, everyone, next week. Good luck to me for next week. Can you wish yourself luck? Does that help? I would love a win, man. It's been a long time. And now, like, I hope my team, like I said, is just saving it for when I need it. I know, obviously, my couple opponent is going to feel differently. He's going to be very excited to knock me out. But I'm going to be giving it my all. And I'm sure you will as well. Otherwise, why are you listening to this podcast? If you're listening to this podcast just because you enjoy Like, if it's just for entertainment, you don't even have a matchup next week, or you're not even paying attention to this stuff, but you just, like, listen to Matchup Maximizer for fun, I'd love to hear back. That'd be great, because I imagine there's nobody like that. But if there is someone like that, I'd like to hear it. You can message me on the Discord. If you tweet me, I might not see it. You'll have to come to the Discord. There's no real way to contact me anymore unless you become a patron and message me. If you tweeted us, Keeping Carlson, I'll see it eventually. But okay. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to do a mega show with Brian tomorrow on Sunday. So make sure you tune in for that, where we're going to do deep dives on all the hot and cold streaks and try to figure out the best way that we can all be successful in our fantasy playoffs. Have a great weekend, and I will be back next week to talk about the semifinals. See ya.